Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Welcome in. Winning cures everything. College football gambling picks for week number 13. We only got 2 weeks left of this nightmare season.
Whew. I'm just getting started.
Same here.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Hey, let me tell you an interesting situation that has popped up over the last 2 weeks.
Fire away.
I've got a cousin that lives down in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay, I know this gentleman, I think.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
He has the same haircut that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he asked me a couple of weeks ago to help him out with his college football pick'em contest at work. And I said, man, I don't know if you want my help this year. Like, my numbers hadn't been flying. He said, just pick from your gut. Tell me what you're thinking. Like, we got to have it submitted by Friday. Last 2 weeks, going 11-3 against the spread. Both weeks. Won both weeks. Last week, there were four people that had 11-3 weeks. And I, because I gave him the picks, I won based on a tiebreaker between four people. It was the total score of the Georgia-Auburn game. I had 41. It ended up being 35.
Yep.
And it was the total score of the Baylor-Oklahoma game. It ended up being 65, and I had 59. And on this show, I can't pick anything.
We'll just pick those. Just
but that,
pick
but that's what I'm doing. Him. So I'm going, a lot of this is gut.
There you go.
And so I'm just going gut. I ain't looking at analytics this week. None of that mess.
Smart guys don't know anything.
I went 2-6 last week, lost $461.36. Chris, however, went 7-3 last week, won $173.73.
Is that good?
You lost your biggest bet.
I did. Rutgers scoring 21 points.
Well, I mean, you only had the first half line, and they only put up seven, but
they only put up seven, and they had a goal line stand. A goal line stand, Rutgers, a goal line stand against Ohio State. Maybe Ohio State, not who we thought they were.
Maybe that's what it is. overall stats, I'm 37-60 on the year. I am negative 38.76 units. Chris is 35-41.
I'm so close to Mount 500.
But you are 8.55 units over what you started with, so that's good.
I only got five games, so even if I go 5-0, I can't get to 500.
Not yet.
I'm not adding.
You want to toss another one on?
No. Every time I toss another one on, it's one of the losers.
I can understand. You can always go over to winningcureseverything.com, find everything you want to about us over there. What is it? Podcasts, picks, previews, videos, social media platforms.
Blood
we're
type,
on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Origin.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Type O, type B, whatever it is. You can find everything about us over there, all of our personal information. Is on the website, winningcureseverything.com. You can also find the football picks contest for the week. Jump in that thing. You win a nice prize from Tunica. All you got to do is pick 10 games against the spread. It's a pick 'em contest.
That's easy. Right.
Put your name in. Put your email in. Pick 10 games. It's multiple choice. You're getting the opening line. It should be pretty easy, right?
Oh, well.
We had a guy go 10-0 last week.
I know. That's awesome.
And I have forgotten his name, and I didn't write it down. I feel like a jerk. It'll be on the NFL one. I'll look it up before the NFL one. But
giving props then.
Yes, giving him props there. And I'll put it in the comment section so that you can see who it was. Or you can just go over to the website because I put up the week sheet every week. So sure. Make sure that you check that thing out. But yeah, had a guy go 10-0 last week. Looked good. 7 college games, 3 NFL games. So go and do that thing. Of course, if you actually want to bet some real money on these games, go down to Tunica. Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books. They are wonderful to us. They will be wonderful to you. They got some incredible stuff going on down there. You can find more information about it over at tunicatravel.com. Let's fire in. Let's see where this thing takes us.
How many games you got?
I got 8 this week. You got 5?
I've only got 5. I don't love, so the last 2 weeks, remember, I've loved the Lions and I've done incredible. I don't like the Lions this week at all.
So are you warning people not to side with you?
I'm not saying that. I mean, do whatever you want. It's your life.
Look, I'm telling everybody for the rest of the season, you might just want to fade me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I mean, I went 2-6 last week and I love the Lions.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Do what you feel like.
I'm glad you're here.
We are definitely glad you're here.
I'm never going to tell you how to live your life.
You have stuck around all season. If you bet completely against me all year, you would be 60-37, and that is damn ridiculous. So, just saying, I have not done well this year.
Pretty strong.
But
give us game one.
But I did do well last year.
Did we have any of that are the same?
We didn't even look at these before.
We haven't talked at all.
Probably. Nah, we've got.
I feel like a banker. I came from a meeting. I need to get back to my t-shirts.
No.
Good. Let's go.
We do have the same game, but we have a different line. We're going the wrong way.
That makes you feel better.
There you go. All right. Game number one. Let's jump in. Tennessee +4 at Missouri. Look, Missouri, we talk about this with TJ Reeves, who will be on with us in this episode later on. He's always at the end of the podcast. He likes it as well. Tennessee has been playing really damn well lately. Missouri has not. I understand that this game is at home, but the Florida game was at home for Missouri last week. This team, I don't know what's going on with Derek Dooley in that offense. I know Kelly Bryant's coming back from injury. This team does not look good right now. There's something wrong with Missouri. They have lost 4 straight, dating back to a loss to Vanderbilt.
Did you pick them to go like?
Yeah, I had them
10-2.
Nah, it was like 8-4, 9-3, something like that. I think it was 8-4.
I think the key question word you said there is Derek Dooley.
Derek Dooley was good last year,
okay,
and he was good to start this year. And I think they lost their running back and they lost Kelly Bryant for a bit. Either way, they cannot figure out what is happening here. I love Tennessee +4. I'm putting $100 on it. Give me that all day.
All right, I'm staying in the SEC. My boy Jimbo Fisher, he's had a rough year.
Yes, he has.
He's had a hell of a schedule. I mean, just a hell of a schedule. Now he's got to go to Sanford Stadium, between the hedges, play UGA. But he's catching 13 points. I'm taking those 13 points. I'm taking Jimbo Fisher.
I like it.
Give me 50 bucks on A&E. I don't love anything this week.
Everything, 50 bucks.
Everything's just going to be, well, not everything. I got one big one.
All right. Next one up for me. Is that all you want to say on it? You think Jimbo's going to pop up? Georgia already.
I think they can cover. I think they're going to play it close. I just think that they've gotten housed by a couple of people, and you know, this team is young. They're inexperienced, but at this point in time of the season, you're not inexperienced anymore.
That's a good point. They have been playing a lot better here recently.
So I just this is just one of those spots that I feel like Georgia coming off. A major, I mean, you talk about these things matter all the time. You know,
they already wrapped up the East.
They just played a big rivalry game. They can't lose the East. I don't know that Georgia loses the game, but I think this game's going to be close.
I like that thinking. That was one that I did have, and then I got scared off. It moved from 15.5 all the way down to 13. And I was like,
yeah, it has moved a lot. So
next one up for me, Texas at Baylor. We're going to Waco. Baylor coming off of an emotional letdown. They had a 28-3 lead at home, which, by the way, 28-3?
I know. Makes me feel pretty good.
I mean, it's you got your Patriots 28-3.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got Michigan State losing to Illinois after being up 28-3. Yeah. Now you got Baylor up on Oklahoma in the first half, 28-3.
People who don't believe in voodoo are just wrong.
Yeah. Bill Connelly said, seriously, if you are, you know, if you score a touchdown to go up and you're up 27-3, just go for two.
Just go for two. That's right.
Nobody ever comes back from 27-3 to 29-3.
I mean, I'm sure the Lord would be upset with me saying that, but that, I believe in voodoo.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Baylor, emotional letdown spot.
Is that one of those just you just agreeing to move the conversation on?
Sometimes.
I hear you saying that to people.
No, actually, I do agree with that one.
Go ahead. See, but now we never know.
That's not, but you don't have to know. That's the thing.
I want to know. Move on. Move on. Carry on.
Texas gets beat on a last-second field goal. They've already got four losses on the season.
Woo!
Everybody's counting them out. This line.
They're going to go undefeated before they lose four games. I believe multiple Texas fans told me that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll be 12-0 before they lose four games.
They are now sitting at 6-4.
Yes, sir.
If they lose this one and the next one, they're 6-6.
What is the last game for them?
Texas Tech.
Oh, we've talked about that.
But it's not happening. Everybody loves Baylor. Right now, everybody loves Baylor. This line opened at 4, and then it moved all the way up. It's at 6 right now.
It's at 5.5 right now.
It's a 5.5 there. You can find it at 6 and 6.5 at other places.
Everybody's betting Texas, by the way.
It's 63% on Vegas Insider. On Sportsbook Review, it's 60% Baylor.
So how is that? How are they getting different numbers?
Vegas Insider does all the Vegas sports books. Sportsbook Review does all the offshore books.
So who controls the game?
Well, it depends on who you... What are you talking about?
Who has the power to...
To move lines?
No. To make stuff happen.
I mean, I guess you got a point. It'd be...
Vegas.
That's true. Okay.
Costa Rica ain't doing that.
Either way.
Go ahead.
Whatever. Whatever.
I've interrupted you twice.
Whether people love Baylor or not, this is a spot that I love Texas in. I'm taking Texas +6 here to cover against Baylor. I don't think they just cover. I think they win the game outright, but give me all 6 of them points for $100.
I think you're wrong. I'm one of those people that love Baylor.
And that's totally fine.
And I'll take Baylor -5.5.
All right.
I'll absolutely take Baylor -5.5. Give me $50 on them. I think they're the better football team. You can talk about emotion. You can talk about all these other things. If you line them up, who's the better football team? I think Baylor's the better football team. We had a guy in one of our live chats that we did for the college playoffs ask about Tom Herman getting fired. Hired the wrong guy. Boy, LSU could have skated away. Maybe we could have dodged a bullet there. I'm glad they took that bullet for us. Jump on that grenade for me, baby. I'll take it.
How funny would it be if Urban Meyer ends up taking the Texas job?
That ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
A reputable school will not hire Urban Meyer.
We're going to have a talk about this. We'll do this not on the pick spot.
But with that being said, Baylor's a better football team. Give me Baylor.
Okay. I can understand.
They're still at home. They're going to be pissed off.
Okay.
Be ready to go. And that Texas defense is worse than Oklahoma's defense.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
They are not getting 5-3 and outs in the second half against Texas.
Okay.
Ain't happening.
That's fine. Next game up for me. Michigan going to Bloomington. Indiana's look good this year. I mean, they lost Michael Penix, but Ramsey has thrown the ball well.
They've played really well.
They have played insanely well.
I've liked them most of the year.
I don't like them this week.
No.
I understand that Michigan has Ohio State next week. I get that. It's a sandwich game. They just came off of a thrashing of Michigan State. They got Ohio State next week. I don't think Harbaugh and that bunch are looking ahead to anybody right now. I think this is one of those spots where Indiana has played them close for years. It ain't going to be this year. This is a spot, Michigan -8.5. I'm putting $200 on it. Look, I think Michigan houses these dudes. They are playing better than maybe any other team in the Big Ten. Maybe better than all of but six teams in college football right now.
I think it could be all but three.
I mean, they are on a roll.
I told you this. We did this when we did our top 10. I threw them in my top 10 knowing that I was going to catch a lot of flack for it. I think they're without question a top 10 team. This is not the team that started the season. I think this is the team that we thought they were going to be when we both picked them to go 12-0 before the season started. And I don't think anybody in the country wants to play them.
I agree.
I want them to look good in this game so bad because I want that game in the Big House against Ohio State to matter. I want it to mean, I don't want an 18-point spread.
Yeah.
I want a real football game. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I love that game too. So not betting it, but I like it.
All right. What's your next spot?
TCU, Gary Patterson, hell of a football coach, likes defense.
Yes, he does.
Oklahoma just had the fight of their life to try to come and win that football game. And they did. Jalen Hurts did some amazing things, but you know they didn't do? They couldn't cover the damn line because they got down by 28 points.
Yeah.
And now here they're laying 18.5. I'm taking Gary Patterson and TCU Horned Frogs and all those points.
I got scared off of this one. This is one that I wrote down.
Has pride.
I think he does too.
I don't think he wants to get his butt whipped.
I got scared off of this because, you know, they've got a pretty decent freshman quarterback that is still playing with like a injured hand.
Yes.
And when I went back and looked through just the recent years of Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley going up against Patterson.
Yeah. It hadn't been pretty.
Riley has beaten
Well, we only have two years of Lincoln Riley being there.
Yeah.
It's not like he's
but it's three matchups. Because they played in the championship game.
That's right. The first year. You're talking about just a massive talent difference.
Yeah.
Right? I agree with that.
But I do like your thinking here because Oklahoma has been playing super close games.
Super close
with
games.
Everybody.
And anybody who's willing to play defense against them, man, you can shut this team down for a half. Iowa State did it in the second half. Baylor did it in the first half. If you can get two quarters where Baylor, where Oklahoma plays like crap, and you got a half decent defense, you can do that. I mean, Iowa State's defense is no brain busters here. Okay, they're not Auburn. So, give me $50. Give me Gary Patterson.
I like it. I like it.
I got to get back to betting Gary too. I miss him.
I can understand. You've went against him a couple times.
Twice this year. It hurt.
Hey, but I mean,
I think I was 1-1.
Yeah.
The first one I lost my ass.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
It was bad. I felt terrible too.
Yeah, it was one.
I deserved it. I got everything I was supposed to get. That's fine.
That's fine. All right. Next one up for me. Illinois at Iowa. Everybody loves Illinois. They're on a winning streak. I mean, they're knocking out all these teams. They came back. Now they're coming off of a bye week. Everything just seems to be setting up for Lovie Smith and that whole bunch. Man, I don't know how anybody would go against Illinois, especially getting 15 points. And Iowa coming off of a massive win over a top 10 team at home. I'm going to Hawkeyes. Iowa minus 15. Look, it has been bet up from 12.5 up to 15. Illinois, on the 17th of November, they have all of these guys questionable with different injuries, etc. They got two starting defensive linemen. They got four wide receivers that are out right now. They've got two defensive backs, one running back. They've got their backup quarterback out. This team is beat up right now. And as well as they have been playing, I think this is where the buck stops. I think Iowa has figured some stuff out. They're playing with confidence right now. They got that big win. I understand this would be the emotional letdown spot, but I'm telling you, Illinois got a massive rivalry game with Northwestern next week. Like, you win that one, you get to 7 wins. I don't think they need this one. I think Iowa loves it. Iowa's going to pull them down in the mud. And I don't think Illinois wants to play down there. So give me Iowa minus 15 for $150.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm going to stay in the Big Ten. As you go in the Big Ten, I'm going to go to the Big Ten.
I like it.
My Northwestern Wildcats.
Holy mackerel.
Are not good at football.
There it is.
They're just not. They're not good at football. And I believe the Minnesota Gophers are.
Did you see how many points Northwestern put up last week, though? That is a scoring team.
I think
McCall needs a race.
I was scared of Northwestern guys saying that.
You know how many passing yards they had?
McCall is going to get an extension.
You know how many passing yards they had?
How many? I didn't.
It was in the 80s. They averaged 5.5 yards per pass attempt.
Bowser go off?
Oh, Lord. I don't even think anybody did. I think it was just UMass, you know, turning the ball over and whatnot. But I'll pull it up while you're talking about it.
Anyway, minus 13.5. I'm taking the Minnesota Gophers. I get two touchdowns that they gotta outscore them by. I think they're going to do that. I think this Minnesota offense is really good. And I think their defense is plenty fine to shut Northwestern down. Love my guys from there. I love the school. Listen, I believe fully that in order to rebuild something, you have to break it, and you have to break it all the way down. And this is one of those things where you just can't get upset when Minnesota comes into your house and beats you by 20 because it's for the greater good.
Bowser did not even play last week. They had – so their quarterback
– one person had to have a game at least.
Oh, yeah. Their quarterback went 7 of 13 passing for 76 yards with two interceptions.
7 of 13 and two INTs.
Yes. And their running back, let's see, Hull. He's a freshman. Evan Hull, 5'11", 192 pounds from Maple Grove, Minnesota.
6'4", 270.
He had, let's see, 24 carries for 220 yards and four touchdowns.
That's a pretty good day.
That's a day.
That's a pretty good day. There you go, Hull.
Yeah, nice job, buddy.
Boy. I bet he don't have that. What do you think the over-under is on this week? Less than that?
Oh, significantly.
That was a joke.
Significantly.
Anyway, I like Minnesota. I love Northwestern.
What's the number on Minnesota?
I got 13.5. I would expect that to go up. I would play it at 14. I'd play it at 14. I'd play probably around 15.
You know this line opened at 7.
Yeah, I don't know why it did that, and I don't know that that's real.
It got bet up immediately.
I don't know that anybody actually got it at 7. That's the problem.
No, I mean, the people out in Vegas did. And then it opened.
Sunday, it opened at 7 on Circa.
Yeah, it opened at 7 on Circa.
How the hell could they do that?
Good question.
I mean, if they cover it, they're going to make a metric shit ton of money.
Minnesota's quarterback went out for the last two plays of that ball game against Iowa, and there's a chance he may not play this week. So
okay. I might get caught here.
But even still, their backup isn't bad.
No, PJ Fleck's a hell of a football coach.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have them ready.
I mean, against Northwestern, I don't even know that you necessarily have to throw the football.
No, I don't either. I think they can run it. I do think they can run it.
So, was that 50 bucks?
Yeah, I'm going 50 on everything.
50 bucks. All right. Next one up for me. Let me write down my time here. Texas State at App State.
Now we're getting to the good ones.
We're getting to the fun ones.
What's this number?
This number is 30.
Holy shit.
30 points. I am taking App State to cover this at home. Texas State, 1-7-1 against the spread this year. The numbers cannot get high enough. The analytics all tell you that it should be closer. And it has said it should be closer on every Texas State game this year. All of the analytics guys have been betting Texas State every single week. They can't cover a spread. Because even with Stitt and Spavital and all of that offensive brain power.
A lot of brain power there.
There ain't a lot of talent there.
Okay.
So I thought in the offseason that Texas State might win 3-4 ball games. And not happening.
I took the information Gary gave me and I kind of evaluated it.
Well, I'll tell you this. It wasn't just me. But I am going the opposite direction here. App State, look. They are rolling everybody. They are covering spreads. They're 7-3 against the spread this year. Give me App State minus the 30 at home for $100.
I'm going to what used to be a great rivalry. And now I don't know that anybody outside of the state of California cares. And I don't know that most people in the city in which this game is going to be played give a damn. But I like UCLA plus 13.5. against USC. I like them to have a shot to win the game. I don't know that they will, but I think this will be a close game. It'll actually probably be an entertaining game. Probably won't be bad to watch. I won't watch a minute of it.
Well, I mean, Chip Kelly and those guys did pull off the upset last year.
Every game in the world that's going to be worth watching outside of the Penn State Ohio State game will be on at 2:30. So
yeah, every single one of them.
But yeah, I will have money on UCLA. Give me 50 bucks on the Bruins.
I like it.
And I'll take all those points.
I like it. They did get their brains beat in last week by Utah. But it did. I think this is a good bounce back spot.
And USC ain't Utah.
No, it's not. Although they did beat Utah, so.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
That's not how this game works, though.
You are correct about that. You are correct. All right, I've got three more, so let me roll through these.
I'm going to give you one more at the very end.
Are you?
You go yours, and I'll go one. I'll get six, and if I go 6-0, I'm at Mount 500.
Okay.
I am going to add one, which means I'm going to lose it, but it'll be fun.
Okay. Okay.
Give me your three more.
All right. Let's see. I've got San Diego State plus +3 at Hawaii. I don't understand this line. It doesn't make sense to me. I could see Hawaii winning the ball game, maybe. I think it is much more likely that San Diego State wins the game. Their defense is phenomenal. What Rocky Long is doing there, you know who their defensive line coach is?
I really like watching San Diego State play football.
You know who their defensive line coach is? Brady Hoke.
Holy crap, really?
Yeah.
Hey, he's doing well.
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely doing well.
He's doing well for himself.
But check this out. You remember Brady Hoke was the head coach there before Rocky Long got hired because Brady Hoke left San Diego State.
He left San
to
Diego
go
State.
To Michigan. Say,
yeah.
So
he came back home. Listen, saying. I would take any job working for the University of San Diego State
or
Diego State University, however you say it. Listen, I'll quit this podcast and leave my family if y'all want to employ me and provide housing for me somewhere, you know, oceanfront. Be nice. Then
that'd be great.
A great spot. That's paradise.
So SDSU.
If I was a college kid. There's no amount of money, and you're telling me I can get a free place to live, and you're going to feed me and everything, and I just got to go play a sport. I would leave the SEC. I don't care about championships. You get to spend 5 years of your life on the beach in paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would leave the South. There's no way I'd play in the Big Ten. Weather sucks there. Like, no, I'm just going.
I'll go to
Arizona,
San Diego State
I know
University.
It's nice. It's not San Diego, man.
You're right about
that. It's just not. If you're going to play basketball, go to Pepperdine. You're in Malibu. How the hell are you not winning national titles? I've digressed.
Well, because Pepperdine academics, man.
Yeah, they're smart kids.
Yeah, some of the good kids can't get into school there.
No.
And Pepperdine doesn't have all that Nike money, so you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, I've got two more. Let me go and hop on these. These are some more big favorites that I'm hopping on.
Okay.
All right. I don't like taking the big, big favorites. But Utah minus -22 at Arizona.
That's not a big, big favorite. Go ahead.
22 is a pretty big number.
Okay.
Especially in a conference road game. Pac-12 right. After dark. I mean, okay. That stuff happens. But Arizona is putrid.
Yeah, they're
this bad. Team is terrible. Yeah. And Utah has been
rolling.
Is someone
safe?
Is what?
Is someone safe?
I think he is for at least one more year. Okay. But,
I was just curious because he's had a bad year this year.
Oh, he's had a bad 2 years.
Well, I knew that, but I mean, I can't control last year. So.
And he apparently can't control this year either. So, yeah, Sumlin, like Arizona is true. Awful. They scored 6 points against Oregon last week. I don't foresee them scoring much more than that against Utah.
I agree with that.
And I do think that Tyler Huntley and Zach Moss and that bunch are going to put up some points. They are going to be able to run the football here. They will be able to score at will. Give me Utah minus -22 for $150. And my last pick, I'm going to that big noon kickoff. I'm going to Columbus.
Okay.
I'm taking Ohio State minus the 18 here.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points, but when you look at the numbers, and yes, all the numbers say, man, it's a Penn State, it should be like 14, 15, 16 at the most. And, oh, they put it at 19. Immediately, everybody jumped on Penn State. There is a reason it was at 19. There is a reason why Ohio State didn't cover last week. They were looking ahead to this one. Chase Young is back this week. Penn State cannot drive the football.
No.
They are not going to be able to get explosive plays against Ohio State. Ohio State has the least amount of missed tackles of any team in the country this season. They will not have explosive plays on Ohio State. That's the only way they can score. I think Ohio State, not able to score at will, but they're going to be able to put up a bunch of points here. I think this looks very similar to the Ohio State-Wisconsin game, which was 38-7. I think they put a whooping on James Franklin and that bunch.
I can see that.
I think they come out with a vengeance in this one. Give me Ohio State minus -18 for the game for $150.
So you took two big numbers. What?
I took three big numbers.
You said they were big numbers. I'm talking about the last two games talked about.
Yeah.
You thought those were big numbers.
Yeah.
My last bet. It's going down to Baton Rouge. And you take both those two big numbers from him, add them up, they don't equal 44.
No, they don't.
I'm laying the 44. Today, your boy, it's worth more than gold to me. I'm going to tell you this right now. I got a signed photograph from one Coach Edward Orgeron. Got a letter. And I was a happy man.
I can understand.
I'm riding with my guy. You know, I get in the tank with people. I don't ever get, I'm in. I'm forever.
Minus 44.
I lay it all. Lay it all.
How much you putting on it?
I'm 50. Same 50 bucks I'm putting on everything.
But you're not going even up that to like 100?
No, man, I'm fine. Okay, 100. I don't care. Set this money on fire. It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
I'm in.
100.
I'm as all in as I could possibly be right now. I was ecstatic. I got this thing in the mail, and I was like, what the hell could this be? Like, I didn't go to school here. They can't be asking me for money. And man, I started crying. pretty happy. It was awesome.
Absolutely love it.
I'll lay it.
That's you going to post it on Twitter?
What?
Like at least the envelope.
Yeah, but I'll post a picture.
Post the picture in the envelope on the
Twitter. He wrote
his
name on it.
Everybody go over to his Twitter account, at Chris B. Giannini. Check that thing out because it's pretty awesome.
The envelope has my address on it. I'm not going to post that.
Well, just blink, like blur it out.
No, they don't look like crap.
No, I just.
Big tiger here.
No, just like put a line through it or whatever.
We're good.
We'll figure it out.
Post the picture.
Either way,
he wrote my name on it. He wrote his name on it. Well, somebody wrote it. I'm not naive enough to know that. That probably is some chick that works in his office.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
But somebody took the time to send it back to him. I love it.
That was nice.
I love it. All right. That is, oh, no, that's not going to wrap up the show.
Yeah, we got TJ.
Right now.
Let's call him.
Let's bring in our buddy from the Three Dog Thursday podcast, Mr. TJ Reeves. Every single week, we've got TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. He is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter. You can find him on Twitter, at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, how you doing, my brother?
I am fantastic. I hear that you guys, on a recent episode here, have been trying to solve the college football playoff and the rankings with the masses. How did that go, by the way, with all the feedback from the public and the interaction? Did you guys actually solve anything, or do we have to stay tuned for next week and the following week and let it play out like we all keep talking about? You got to let it play out, people.
We've got some plans in place. Yeah, we got a blueprint.
We understand who you got to toss the money to inside the committee. Like, I think we're going to go through that and discuss who is the most bribable. You know, we'll tell which fan base who they need to bribe.
What have we talked about the last couple of weeks, and specifically we saw it last week, that for all the screaming about why isn't Minnesota ranked higher, why isn't Baylor ranked higher, you've got to win your games, and they both had huge chance. And I know Minnesota got the enormous win over Penn State, but they could not follow it up. And the same with Baylor. I know Brother Giannini had the Bears on Three Dog Thursday. Nice call for the cover. But what in the name of Waco, Texas, was the meltdown in the second half up 28-3? Again, you got to let this play out. And now the committee has a reason to exclude the Gophers and the Bears, even if they were to somehow get into the championship game and win the championship game with only the one loss. They now have a reason to exclude them if they want.
Well, Chris, I'm going to let you handle this one.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. I think Minnesota could still get in. I fully believe that. If they beat Wisconsin and then they beat Ohio State,
they could still get in.
Then I think the committee would have a hard time saying, "All right, I get."
I'll tell you this
on the road to Iowa.
Let me help you. I'm going to help you right now. All if right. Minnesota is the one loss Big Ten champion and not unbeaten Ohio State, you're going to get two SEC teams in.
Hang on, so you think Georgia with two losses would get in?
Well, I'm theorizing that Georgia is there as a one-loss team, and they potentially win, or LSU is an undefeated team, and they potentially win, and then Alabama is right back in the mix with only the one loss if they went out and beat Auburn because they're Alabama, exactly what Gary was alluding to.
They pay attention
to the front of the jersey.
I'll tell you the reason why we have issues with the way that the rankings are done. And it has something to do with the hometown team here. Back in 2015, when Memphis started out 8-0, and they jumped and they opened up at number 8 in the college football playoff rankings. The University of Memphis football program still holds that that ranking high. They still look back on that.
It matters to these smaller schools.
It matters to those
schools. Of course.
So,
of course,
when you are Baylor and you start out 9-0 after being 1-11 just 2 years ago, you would think that wins over, like big time wins over Oklahoma State and Kansas State and whatnot, the same Kansas State team that beat up on Oklahoma.
Yep. Iowa State.
We're not expecting those teams to be there at the end, but
you can't rank them 13th. You can't rank them 13th. You can't have two lost teams ranked over them, even though we know those two lost teams are better than them.
So, but what do we keep talking about? This fuels everybody paying more attention. It fuels the next weekend for everybody to watch, the screaming and the hollering about those rankings and why they're revealed. So, again, we will watch for it to play out. We have three unbeaten in the major conferences left. Why do I get the feeling that not all of them are going to get to the finish line unbeaten for the final ranking here? So let's just watch how it unfolds. Just a little quick perspective before we get to the underdogs here. Everybody comparing this Alabama situation to 2017, it's not exactly the same thing. That Alabama team was the preseason number one, and they beat the preseason number three Florida State team in the opening game in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium 2 years ago. They were number one the rest of the way, all the way until they got to their final regular season game and lost at Auburn in that instance. And in that case, Auburn had already lost twice, unlike LSU right now being undefeated. So it was a different circumstance. And there's a couple of other fascinating things when you go back and look at 2017. On the cusp of championship weekend, Wisconsin had slid into the top four at 12-0, and Ohio State was not in the top four, I believe they were like seventh or eighth.
Yeah,
and they ended up messing it up for Wisconsin and beating them and costing the Big Ten a spot in the playoff when that happened. So again, let this play out. We've got three unbeatens. We've got Alabama kind of lurking, Oregon kind of lurking, Oklahoma kind of lurking back there in the distance behind it. Let's see what happens over the next two or three weeks, guys.
Let's go ahead and talk about some of these games. There's not a ton of underdogs that I think that we necessarily love. But there is a pretty big matchup in Columbia, Missouri this weekend, and you got two teams that are both fighting for bowl eligibility.
Well, and this is one of those, and I say this from time to time on the show, on the Three Dog Thursday podcast, I've said it with you guys, where I look at a game and go, how is that team favored? Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I went to the former Memphis State University, now the University of Memphis, and I did not get a math degree from there. But I'm trying to understand that Missouri, who in the last 3 weeks has scored 7 points, 0 points, and 6 points in SEC play. Now, that would be a total, help me, Chris, if I'm wrong, that would be a total of 13 points, right, that Missouri has scored in the last three games, all losses, playing a Tennessee team that has won three games in a row and has had a bye week to prepare for the Missouri team. I don't care if it's on the road or not. How is Missouri favored in this game? Give me, and I'm no lover of the big orange, but give me the Vols here in this spot off the bye week. I'm looking at that one strongly just because I don't think Missouri can score points, guys.
Well, to be fair, they only put up 14 against Vanderbilt. This is they've lost four in a row. They have not won a game since they beat Ole Miss on October 12th.
So, how is this not a pick'em, Gary? I don't understand that. I mean, the guys in Vegas know what they're doing. They're trying to get wagering on both sides of it. We acknowledge that. But this is just strange to me, as bad as their offense has been. I know they're at home, that Missouri is favored in the game.
Well, I think a lot of people still remember that Tennessee lost to Georgia State, who was actually a pretty good football team this year.
But that was 2 months ago, two and a half months ago, and they're better.
Season.
They're better.
They are much better now. Yes.
We'll see. We'll
Missouri,
see.
Missouri at home is a better football team. Now, they did not show it against Florida necessarily, but I think that's the only reason why they would be favored in this spot. But yes, they have looked dreadful. They still don't have an answer from the NCAA regarding their bowl ban. I think they are kind of just playing this out, and you know, they'll get to Arkansas and they'll get to be bowl eligible. But, you know, it could, partly because I don't see any way that Arkansas beats anybody that has a pulse right now. So, you know, we'll see. Of course, we haven't seen Arkansas with their new interim coach either, so we'll see.
Barry Lunning will now get the task. Good luck against LSU as a 45 point. Do you guys I don't have the stat. I'm asking. When was the last time an SEC versus SEC game had a 46 point opening line?
Never.
Which is what LSU
that's never happened.
It's never happened.
That would
LSU
be never.
Setting records again.
The
wow. The 46 point favorites
the
in
closest,
a conference game.
The closest to it was Spurrier's Florida team back in the late 90s that was ranked number one against Vanderbilt. And they were 43 point favorites, and they only won by 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I remember that in Nashville. I remember that they had a real rock fight with a bad Vanderbilt team, and it happens. And we'll see if that rolls along. All right, where do you want to move next? Because I've got a couple of other dogs that I might be looking at for this weekend.
Chris hit on Baylor last week. This week, Baylor favored at home again in Waco over Texas. Line is, you know, opened at 4. It's up to 6 now. Got any thoughts on
this? Well, interestingly, this is kind of like Tennessee off the bye week. Texas here lost to Iowa State last week. They've been a hot and cold, good one week, not as good the next week. Maybe this is the week that they are on. And will Baylor have a psychological carryover from that second half collapse? What did they ran, I think, 16 plays in the second half of the game last week, literally, including the final drive. I don't know if there's some carryover there against Texas in this matchup. Baylor's still very much alive to play in the Big 12 championship game, but I would beware of the Horns despite the 4 losses. Ellinger at quarterback, they still have some weapons. Let's see. Might be a high-scoring game, but let's see about Texas in that spot. And kind of similarly, you didn't ask me this, but Iowa at home off the big win over Minnesota, Illinois off the bye week, kind of like Tennessee, Illinois on a win streak. That is a large line. Let's keep an eye on Lovie Smith and the Fighting Illini, who have some mojo late in the season to maybe keep it close. Iowa maybe has a little bit of a letdown in that game. These are the kind of games we'll be talking about on Three Dog Thursday, my friend.
You've got that right. Of course, everybody go and check out Three Dog Thursday podcast. It is at all of your favorite podcast distributors. Before you go, look, the biggest game of the weekend, Penn State at Ohio State. It's in Columbus. It's at Ohio Stadium. O-H-I-O.
Nope.
Chris is not going to do it for me. All right.
College game day. College game day there. And it's an 18 point line.
Yes.
There for Ohio State, Penn State. So Vegas showing no respect whatsoever to the Nittany Lions. But I mean, Ohio State's in kill mode right now. They need to have an impressive win, not just a 5 point or 8 point win. Go try to win by 25 if you can, because that's what the selection committee is looking at. They're looking at margin of victory. They're looking at, do you wipe out good competition? We shall see. I mean, because I mean, Penn State had problems with Indiana as well as the loss to Minnesota. So let's see if they can hang in Columbus. I don't know that they'll be able to.
I don't think they will either. But that's not an underdog we're picking, so we ain't going to worry about it. You can find him on Twitter at BucksidelineGuy. Go and make sure that you listen to the Three Dog Thursday podcast. It's on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called now, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. TJ, you know we love you for coming in here. Thank you so much for being here every single week, buddy.
Always love being with the Winning Cures guys. Gary, you'll be with me making some underdog predictions on the show. Viva la underdog. Chris, with 2 of them last week, let's see if the Winning Cures role continues this week, boys.
All right, we appreciate TJ for hopping in here with us. He's always a good time. You can find the Three Dog Thursday podcast anywhere that you get your podcasts. You can also find him on Twitter at BucksidelineGuy. This has been a fun week. Of course, you can always find our picks over at winningcureseverything.com. Just click in the gambling picks section, and you will find it in a nice little spreadsheet. You can see exactly what we've done for the season and for the past four seasons right there. You don't even have to go back and watch videos. You can just look at the spreadsheets. Now, of course, some of the other early ones were not not nearly as neat as these.
Oh, yeah. But if you go back and watch something early, just don't judge me.
Yeah.
It's like watching season one of The Office. Come on, man. You can't judge it all by that.
We've grown. We've matured.
I mean, I've grown.
We've gotten better.
Hopefully.
I think.
I swear more. Either way. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Maybe
Mama
not.
Says it's not.
But. Nah, it is what it is. All right, we appreciate you guys for being here. Of course, go over to tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books. Tunicatravel.com is the website to go find more information about all of them. We will see you all again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.